joined by Nolan Siegel, fresh out of a long stint there. How did it feel as the track gets a little bit cooler tonight?
It felt really good. The car is working great. We're able to put down some fast laps and got to the lead and extended our lead. So everything's going smoothly, and I think our car is going to get really strong towards the end of this race.
When you're leading, I know it's a 24-hour race, but you almost not want to get out of the car.
Yeah, you know, it's when it's going so well like that, it's like you get into a rhythm and it all feels good. So I definitely wasn't like itching to get out of the car, but I have a lot of trust in my teammates, and I'm sure that they'll carry it on and continue.
Do you know roughly when you're headed in next, or do you have a nice break ahead of you?
We were just talking about that. We'll see. I either have a short break of like 2 hours or so, or I'll get it a little bit longer if we swap our plan around, so we'll see.
A lot of guys are saying...
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.
Pit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on.
Tires feel a little bit more slippery on the track this year. Have you noticed that, or feels a little bit similar?
The grip out of pit lane is really rough. It's a pretty difficult 2 to 3 laps on cold tires. But once they come in, it actually feels quite good, and I think the track is rubbering up quite nicely.
So switching gears slightly, you just had Indy Lights testing, you know, a handful of days ago. How did the new Firestone tires feel compared to the Cooper tires of the last year that you had in a couple races at the end of the year?
Yeah, it's an interesting change. Homestead Miami, where we tested, is notoriously hard on tires, so hard to get a good read. But I think that they'll be just fine, and I think everyone will make an adjustment. And it'll
how did the test go overall?
The test was really good, I think. For myself and my engineer and the whole HMD team, we were really just trying to learn as much as we could about the tire and figure out what it likes with car setup and driving. So I think we've learned a ton and we'll be in a good spot for St. Pete.
Last question before you get a break. You have 7 or 8 other teammates, which might be an Indy Lights record. Is that a good amount of data to have, or is there too much data from testing to look at?
No, I think it's great, and especially with this new Firestone tire, having that much data, that many different setup changes to look through is going to really help our car development, and having fast teammates like I do helps me improve, so I think it's a great thing.
Awesome, man. Best of luck the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age, because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run, where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week, and reach goals that you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along the Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.